Well, they had almost 3 days off, and with the weather, I thought we got a lot done today. The energy was good throughout. We gave them some new things. It's still training camp, so we added some more things to what we're doing in all three phases. I thought that was good, but it was really getting accustomed to the new venue of being at Hallis Hall again with 80-some guys. We had a longer practice than a normal week's practice because we wanted to get everybody reps. So with new faces in the building, just getting used to the schedule and getting to prepare to go on the road and play a game, which will be of great value to us playing in the noise, just the travel part of it, and just a full week of preparation is going to really help us for the season. I'll leave it open to questions.
What are your thoughts on Antonio
Holmes? I'm excited about it. You know, I've watched him work the last couple days. He's been out running and catching the ball a little bit with Jay and the guys. It's good to see him out here. We'll see how it goes. It'll be a one day at a time. He's got a lot of learning to do in terms of what we do offensively, and he got involved a little bit in the special teams side as well, on the return side. So we'll just ease him on in, and we'll see where this thing goes on a day to day.
As the kickoff returner?
He was catching some punts today. Yeah, and you know, we'll see where that goes. But we're just trying to find as much value in him as we can as we move along, and he's certainly come with a willingness to help in any way that he can.
He's a guy who has some baggage.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's a guy who's had some baggage in the past. How do you weigh that versus what he can do for
the team? We've spent time with him. I mean, people change. They get into new venues, new environments. You know, you're out for a while. You get a good hard look at where you are. Not only in your work life as well as in other aspects of your life. And we feel he's coming in here in a good place. He's coming into a great locker room. Guys have reached out to him and are willing to help him and to give him an opportunity to help our football team. But, you know, it'll be a process that it'll be day-to-day. But it's off to a good start, and we'll see where it takes us.
Mark, what do you like about his skill sets?
Well, he's got experience. You know, he's an excellent route runner. He's got good hands. He's played the game. He understands the game at this level. And he had a workout that was relevant enough for us to bring him in here and give him an opportunity to see if he could help us.
Mark, what does it do when you have a preseason, not just an ordinary preseason game, but it's one where you're facing the defending Super Bowl champs in their stadium?
Well, we don't look at it as any more than it's a game to get ourselves better. The environment's going to help us. We look at it as an opportunity to help us. You know, I'm sure Pete would say that, you know, they won the world championship last year, and they're working themselves to try to become the team they need to become this year. But, you know, that's their side of it. We're going there to play a preseason game, to continue to build our football team. And we're working on it one day at a time, just here getting better. We're not focused on the game. We're focused on getting better. And we recognize it's still training camp. But we're also preparing to be in that environment and be at our best. And we're going to try to do both during the course of the week.
Mark, you've been in so many different organizations. Do you feel like the structure that you've set up here is better suited to take on a player with past off-field issues, behavioral issues, than maybe other places you've been or the way things have been?
You know, it'd be hard for me to speak in those terms. I think that, you know, what's in the past is in the past. I think we know what we have here with the men we have in our locker room, and I think I'd just leave it at that. The guys, no matter who's come through our locker room over the last year and a half, our guys have done a tremendous job of reaching out, of welcoming them. I think you'd find that out by just talking to guys on the team. It's as good as any, and it was very much like that when I got here. So it's part of the way we do it here. We people come in, we try to give them the opportunity that at one time somebody gave us or didn't give us, and we recognize that, and we try to create an environment for them to have a chance to make the team, and in doing so we feel it makes the team better.
Chris Conley said that he thinks he's going to go this week or Friday. What does he need to do in the next 2 weeks? Does he need to do something?
I don't know if there's a litany of things we want him to do. First of all, we just want him to play and have an opportunity to go out there and compete. It looks like he may have the opportunity to do that. We'll see a little bit more in the next couple days. and we'll see how that goes. I mean, I don't have a list of things that he's got to get done to put him in a position to start or be on our football team or whatever it might be. It's simply he's getting an opportunity every day in practice. It's the first time he's really going at it, and hopefully have an opportunity to do it.
Is there any reason to be concerned that he wasn't cleared for last week? If it was regular season, would it have been different?
I can't answer that question. It's a great question. The only way I've operated here and we've operated is when the trainers and doctors say they're ready to go, that's when they're ready to go. So I don't look at it any more than that. We ease him on in. We did last week, and we'll see where we are. He worked today. He got practice time and got reps, and we'll see if that continues through the week.
Mark, how would you assess the third wide receiver competition to this point? You obviously cut the guy who was starting there last.
Yeah, I mean it's still wide open in terms of how we're doing it. Josh Morgan will get some work this week. We'll see where the other guys are as we move through the end of the week, but Josh will get the first shot at it as we work into this week's practice and we work into the game.
Is there anything, any skill set in particular that you want from that guy as he complements Brandon and Alshon,
yeah,
or are you just plugging these guys in? Because we see them move around.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. I don't know, though, that we're looking for anything, but guys that can get lined up and be flexible to do it in different places the way we do it, and we've got guys who can do that. Certainly Josh can do that. And then it's just to perform, to when you have a target, have the opportunity to make a play, and that goes for practice as well, to do the things we need to do in the perimeter in our run game and be as effective as you can be with what we're asking you to do.
Do you need to see Santonio take some reps in the game with the starters with Jay? Do you see that report get created in game setting?
I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that right now. I don't know is the wrong answer, but I don't know because I don't know where he is right now. I mean, he's still learning the plays, so I can't invent that opportunity. We can't put him in there before he knows what to do and where to go and where to line up and how to do it. We're going to try like heck to give him a chance to play, but it's just day one. So I can probably give you a little better information as we move more into the week. Right now, I'm not quite sure where he's at. It was just day one.
Okay. Santonio having several former teammates and coaches here in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Are those people that you kind of tap into for any type of input before you and Phil make a decision like this at all? Or,
I think it's a good question. I think that any amount of information that we could. Used to evaluate the situation, we did, and that's the reason why he's here, because we felt good about bringing him in and giving him an opportunity to be a part of our football team.
What was the latest with George Mills?
Day to day. That's it. I mean, it's really day to day. I mean, I can't give anything more than that, and we're hopeful it's soon, but that's all I've heard at this point in time, and that's the way we've looked at it, just day to day.
You're not considering this sort of threatening to the regular season?
I can't answer that question right now. I'm hopeful that it's not. I'm not trying to get you to insinuate anything, but I'm just hopeful it's not.
Last one, guys.
With adding Holmes,
is that an indication of how long Marquise is going to be out?
I don't know if the two are relevant. I think that Marquise is going to be out for a while. We know that. How long, we don't know, but we know it's going to be a while. And we had an opportunity to bring Santonio in. It seemed, for all of us, the right time to do it, to see what he can bring. It's just day one, and we brought him in. Hopefully, that'll come in and be able to compete. And tomorrow, we'll see where he's at.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, guys.